Today's topic is sponsored by Magic Jack. You can get that Magic Jack phone service for a very reasonable price, and you can go check it out at walmart.com. Again, that's walmart.com. Look for Magic Jack. Restaurants handle a good deal of cash and credit card transactions every single day when they are open. Without the proper security measures, a restaurant is at greater risk of theft and other security breaches. Although quick service restaurants are typically more at risk than full service, awareness of the potential dangers is vital to prevent criminal incidents in your restaurants. To take necessary precautions, please use these tips. Always be aware. Okay, maintain a constant awareness of your restaurant and all the activities. Be mindful of who's coming in and out or who's just hanging around the doors. Be mindful of how many guests are acting crazy. Encourage employees to keep their wits about them even in busy times in order to spot any questionable behavior. Remember to deposit cash frequently, like every other hour or something like that. We know during a busy shift, cash registers pretty much fill up pretty fast, especially at the quick service restaurants. We all know that. That's common sense. Excuse me, I had to take a little drink for a second. Making frequent deposits in the safe, that's known as cash deposits, helps keep the cash secure. Never accept big bills like over $20, unless it's a big order. Just try not to accept big bucks. Accept $20 or less. That'll help you out big time. Then you don't have to worry about making change at the bank or running to the bank in an emergency wanting to make change money. Just accept only small bills, okay? Use the same safe bank deposit practice. Let me talk about that a little bit. I used to work in a fast food restaurant named Jack in the Box, and I'm not going to go into details of how they do their bank deposits or how they verify it. How they verify is they have like a little machine and it counts your dollar bills and your change slots. Then on top of that, a manager verifies it. After that, it initials the envelope that you put your money in. Then you drop your money in a safe. Use a practice like that. Make sure you verify your money, and mainly a potential thief may watch the restaurant managers for habitual behavior. Don't make a habit of things in front of customers. Always go in your office and, you know, take care of business. Remember, verify the times when you leave for the bank each day. Only let one person know that you're leaving for the bank, and that's your assistant manager or your team leader. You don't have to tell the rest of your employees. They don't need to know in the first place. It's none of their business. Always take different routes to the bank. Always. Remove your restaurant uniform and cover up with a jacket. Okay. Make your cash deposit bag. You know, put in a brown bag or something, or put in your purse or whatever, or do something. Make it look like you're not carrying tons of cash. Alright. Use common judgment on it. Alright, here's another one. Use a time-delayed safe. They got them out there now. I have one, eventually I'm going to bring up here is a time set. It's a time delayed safe. It's a very professional safe, actually. It's I think it weighs about 100 pounds at least. Many safes have time delayed technology. Use it, okay? If you don't know how to program it, get with somebody that knows how to program it. This allows the safe to be open only at certain times during the day, preventing robbers from receiving the cash inside. Install a surveillance programs. Let me refer y'all guys to a excellent camera system that we use is Night Owl camera system. It's a pretty good camera system actually. It's high definition. We have the 8 camera one, 480 pegs, I think, if I remember straight. And I'm able to look on our cell phone and everything else. So it is a good system. Check it out. It's a DVR also. Normally I don't keep it online because of security issues around our place. I just know what's going on. And when there's a robbery, the cops can put a flash drive in your hard drive and take the video. Or what you could do is get you a flash drive and print a picture and give it to the cops. It's good enough for drive-through. Also, put a camera at the drive-through where it takes pictures of the license plate. If somebody tries to steal some money and take off with the food, or take off with the food without paying, there you go. There's your license plate shot. Bam, you got them. They can't run forever. Get you a good one, okay? It also prevents employee theft and everything. Everything's recorded. Like I said, do not accept large bills. Accepting large bills puts the cashier at risk, since a cash drawer is sometimes full of $100 bills or more, tempting to a robber to than a cash drawer of $20. As a policy, many of quick service restaurants do not accept any bill larger than $20. That includes McDonald's, KFC, Taco Bell, Burger King, Wendy's, you name it. They ain't gonna accept over $20. Alright, the drive-thru can be easily targeted for a robber in a vehicle, even on a foot. Installation of a bulletproof glass and windows that close automatically between direct transaction can be helpful. Alright. Just don't accept $20 or more, okay? Never open or close alone. This one's a big one. The expression of safety in numbers applies here. Employees should always open and close the store in pairs, never alone. This should be a worker safety policy for all restaurants. The reason why I said that is, if you close the store alone, you never know if the robber is right there, you know, close by where he can come behind you and, you know, take care of business. It's always helpful. You just go in pairs, always. Always prevent employee theft. Take precautions against internal theft by being present with your team, monitoring employee behaviors, and limiting access to cash or information if necessary. Okay. With that said, you know, loss prevention and so forth. Always, what I used to do is count food items, like frozen food. It wasn't fun in the POUs. I mean, in those little POUs where we get freezer foods or hamburger patties, we had to count each patty or each frozen food that was taken out of the bag and dumped in the container. That's a lot of the stuff, and just do what it takes to prevent it, okay? That's all I'm going to say. In quick service restaurants, locking the bathroom doors and providing the key at the cashier station can be a way to keep bathrooms even safer from vandals and thieves who hide out in restrooms, even at closing time. During closing time, I highly suggest that your team leader, not your, you know, guest service representative, that's your cashier or cleaning the lobby. It needs to be a team leader that locks up the doors when y'all closing Just have the team leaders to do that, or your assistant manager, never a regular, you know, employee. So the team leader can check the restrooms and everything else after they lock the doors of the establishment, okay? Safety is more important than anything else when y'all closing up for the day, okay? That is your topic of the day, is being aware of things, being safe in the restaurant 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.